This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. It's been almost 2 weeks since a police officer shot an unarmed man in Ferguson, Missouri, and only in the last few days has the suburban St. Louis town started to calm down. Despite a number of police shootings in Dallas, Chief David Brown has managed to avoid that kind of unrest since he took over the department 4 years ago. David Brown, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
When you first saw those images from Ferguson, what went through your mind?
I was really struck by the tension and the rage being expressed by citizens and worried about how that community could get back to a better place and how the police department could facilitate that with their actions rather than what was being played out. I do realize that everything we do is so fragile. We live in split-second moments as police officers. That interaction with Michael Brown and Officer Wilson was a split-second moment.
What do you make of Ron Johnson, the highway patrol captain, who's kind of taken charge of the situation there?
I've really been impressed by his leadership. We have some similarities. He's born and raised in the Ferguson community. I'm born and raised in Dallas. And so you have almost an instant credibility with folks because they know you. But that's not all that you can bank on. You got to be able to make a connection with folks, show them you care. He's done that, and he's taking a harsh stance against the folks that are in the crowd that are not doing the right things, not wanting to express their First Amendment. And so I think he's been thrust into this situation, but he's responded admirably.
There's a lot that's different about Dallas, but still you have some of the same factors. People who feel powerless, like they don't have a voice in government or law enforcement. Do you worry about the possibility of similar unrest here?
I do, and it's not just the feelings that people have. It's a history that many instances I'm not so proud of, the way the police department has treated some of the citizens. The Santos Rodriguez incident comes to mind.
And Santos Rodriguez, of course, was the teenager who was shot in the back of a police car about 40 years ago.
Yes, he is. One of our Dallas officers was playing Russian roulette and shot and killed him. And people don't have short memories. They remember how maybe their loved one was treated in a wrong way by the police department. And at a split second, you could have your officer do something that brings back all of the ugly, horrible tragedies that happened in Dallas. And we could be sparked to the same place that Ferguson is. And so we just can't sit on our laurels and take it for granted that it couldn't happen in Dallas.
A lot of the conversation about Ferguson has focused on the militarization of police work, especially in a small town like that. Do you see that as a danger?
The initial thoughts on equipping police departments with some of the heavy equipment was in response to 9/11. And it was a homeland security concern. And it was built around larger cities like New York, of course, Los Angeles, Dallas, Chicago, Philly, that had potential targets. You wouldn't have that in a small town. And so the concern is legitimate when it comes to small town, but local police departments of large urban cities do have homeland security threats and infrastructure that they need to protect, and they need the equipment to do that.
Police in Dallas have shot and killed at least 8 people so far this year, 3 in the last 2 weeks. You went to a public forum this week that got pretty heated. What do you say to relatives of the victims who feel they've been kind of shunted aside?
You don't say much. You listen a lot. They want to be heard. They don't want to be talked to as much. And sometimes they're talking to you is shouting at you. But I'd much rather have a group of a couple of hundred folks shouting at me in a church than I would on a protest line after a police shooting, because I've never talked to them. I've never listened to them. I've never had a meeting with them.
In Ferguson, there have been 2 weeks of protests, a number of them violent. How do you think a community like that can get past a situation like this?
Through communicating. They need to get in those communities and hear from folks. And I can just tell you, I can only imagine how difficult that's going to be, hearing people yell and scream and shout at you. But that's part of the healing process.
Chief David Brown, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.